You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What you need to know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times. Less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Funchy, what do you got?
All right, guys. Let me open up my little thing right here. So McDonald's is rumored to be resurrecting its Halloween Happy Meal pumpkin pails. Remember those?
No, I don't.
That's
actually
dope.
Yes, I'm going to send you guys a picture right now.
My
actually
kids are going to want that for sure.
Yeah. So it first debuted in 1986. Now, according to a blog, McDonald's employees have been sharing the news on social media. The buckets, which hold burgers and fries and can also be used as a trick-or-treat bag, because I had one and I used it to go trick-or-treating when I was a kid. It will return October 18th and it'll be ending on Halloween. Now, there's a orange one, a white one, and a green one. Do you guys remember what the names were for the green one, the orange one, or the white one?
No, bro, because I'm not even familiar with doing this. So
I feel like this is really a long time ago.
This is a long time ago. It came back. It came in 1986. I just sent it to you guys through your text chain. So take a good look at it and see if you guys remember it.
No, I didn't get it even in the text chain either.
Me neither. Oh, I haven't gotten it yet either.
I haven't gotten the text chain. But I am excited because I do remember these, Funch. And when we were talking about this, you know, off mic when we were prepping, I said anything that's old, like McDonald's related. Like I used to have those Disney cups, like the Pocahontas, the Snow White, like anything like that. If you find them on eBay, like if you find them and you sell them on eBay, they're worth so much money.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So if you get one right now, you know, it could be worth some money.
Also, those Dream Team cups that came back in like 1992. Like I have a couple of them, and if you go to eBay, they you know, you can get like $20, $30 for them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And even these things, these pails, I even did some research. I went to eBay looking at, you know, how much they could cost if you resell them or whatever. I seen them for like $20 to $50 each.
Well, Laura, since you mentioned your boo earlier, and Cappy mentioned your boo's dad boo.
That's so weird.
Well, I didn't mention him. She mentioned him.
No, right. But you got it made. You made it creepy.
You made him dad boo after that. Mm-hmm. I know your boo is a Clipper fan, right?
Mm.
Weak.
Yeah, it's weird.
I mean, it is, right?
I'm working on it.
Okay, well, I have some news for him. KTLA 5 will exclusively air 15 Clipper games this season and produce pre, halftime, and post-game programming. So if there's going to be 15 Clipper games this season on over-the-air television.
They're free.
Do it, yeah, on free TV. You don't need cable. Actually, I think that's smart business by the Clippers because they clearly are behind, right?
Yeah, like it's they need help.
I mean, I would say it's 90-10, right? Like Lakers to Clipper fans. So if there's one way to do it, you know, I don't think free TV is a bad idea in this scenario. So there's going to be, I think, 4 preseason games and then 11 regular season games. And I'm trying to see if there any of the games are great games. The Nuggets, that's a good game. Trailblazers, Dame should be playing. Let me see. Yeah. Pelicans, Zion. Yeah, there's a couple of really good games in there. So.
Can the Clippers move to Las Vegas?
No, the Vegas is going to have their own franchise.
Because he said if they moved, he would like disown them.
Yeah, but they're not going to move. They're about to build a new stadium next door to your old house.
Looks pretty
nice,
too.
They own your old house, actually.
Yeah.
Looks really nice. I mean, what I've seen when I've gone to SoFi Stadium.
The renderings look out of control.
It really does. I mean, it looks like you know, you can really start to see the arena taking shape. Pretty cool.
Aren't they supposed to be putting like a shopping mall there, too?
Yeah. They're going to, I mean, I'm curious to see what they do with the Forum, though, long term, because let's be honest, like, I know he owns it, but it's like, bro, if you're building a brand new arena next door,
don't touch it.
I'm just saying, what are you going to do with two arenas sitting next to each other?
Right.
Concerts? I don't know.
No, but you're going to have concerts at the new place because it's going to be all souped up.
A girl can dream, okay? I don't want them touching it. I don't want them doing nothing to it.
I don't either, but I'm just saying, like, it's not. You know.
I need to get Christian to get with it because, you know, I already got him in a Rams shirt on Sunday. So, win number
one. Does he have a team?
No, he doesn't have Rams? No, he doesn't have an NFL team. So, that was pretty
easy.
You
didn't have one for a long time either.
Yeah, that's why. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, so I'm buttering him up for that one. I mean, I'm working on the Clippers.
He got free tickets to a Rams game. I'm sure he's going to wear a shirt.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. That's fine.
So, George, that question, if you
do
if
you like
have
that
the
idea, Cappy, of the over-the-air television for the Clippers? I think it's smart.
It's smart because I think you want to have as many distribution platforms as possible. But here's a question for you. Are you saying that the nights that these Clipper games will be on over-the-air television, will they also be on their current cable channel where they are?
I don't know if that's the case. I don't know. I don't know if they'll be simulcasted. Maybe they are. I don't know.
Because what I wonder is, you know, a lot of younger people
are not watching the over-the-air television?
Correct. And they're getting their information or they're watching their games.
I'm assuming, Cap, it's if I had to guess, it does not specifically cite this in the, at least not, you know, the Clippers sent this out and I got their email this morning, but I did not get the, I did not see that if it's a simulcast, but I'm assuming it is. And it'll also be on in San Diego, Cappy, on that Nexstar station there, which is KSWB.
Yeah, they air Clipper games on the same channel that they air Padre games, which is like Bally Sports San Diego, maybe.
Yeah.
And so I think that the Clipper games that are on cable in L.A., what is that on? Bally Sports something, right?
Yeah, Bally Sports L.A. or something. Right. West.
Yeah, Prime
West.
Ticket. Prime Ticket, I think, yeah.
Is it still called Prime Ticket, really?
I'm pretty sure it is, yeah.
Well, I mean, either way, if you say, hey, look, this is where our games are on cable TV, but here's 15 games that are going to be not only on our cable channel that not everybody has, but also on regular over-the-air TV.
Right.
Well, I don't understand. Like, do people still, and I'm being serious, like, do people still have televisions that are, they're using an antenna and they got three channels? Or is it that they're using a cable channel or cable system, but they may not pay for...
They may not pay for the extra package, yeah.
Okay, right. So, okay, I just wanted to make sure I was clear on this, because, I mean, back in the old days, dude, we had an antenna on our top of our house.
No, I know. I don't believe there's a lot of
rabbit ears on our TVs.
Days. Yeah, I don't believe there's rabbit ears and antennas on a ton of TVs anymore, but I do believe there are people that just don't have the extra package for the sports.
Yeah, that would make channel. Sense. Then that would make sense to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's smart. I mean, listen, be on as many places as you can be on.
Yeah.
Because the days of expecting everybody to come to you, today, you need to go to them. So it's not enough to just be on 710 on terrestrial AM radio. Now we say to everybody, you can listen on the ESPN LA app. And obviously we get to see all the numbers. So we know a lot of people, particularly young people, are choosing to listen on the app rather than necessarily on AM radio, right?
Yeah.
So that's why we have a YouTube channel. That's why we pump content there.
Yeah, but a lot of these local stations also have apps now, too, that you can watch their programming.
Well, so that's what I'm getting at, is that it's a smart idea to be on as many places as you can be.
Yeah.
But if the goal is, hey, we're going to reach a certain number of people because they don't have, you know, the extra souped up cable package, I don't really know how many people you're going to reach because people find other ways to get their content.
Okay.
So, listen, it's good. Be on in as many places as you can be on. How much of an impact will it have? To be determined. TBD, Laura. TBD.
Cappy.
Yay, Cappy, yay.
Can I become like the vice president of broadcasting when Sided goes after games?
Sided, I don't think he's going to go after games. I don't think we're going to do that. I don't think we're going to do that.
Why not? Everybody's in the content game, Cappy. I mean, Netflix basically just mortgages their future all the time to put on content. What the hell? Let's do it on Sided.
You know, George, there's been a conversation happening on Sided as to when George Sedano is going to come back and make a contribution.
I've left Sided a long time ago. I still have an account. It works. I noticed it worked because I saw the thing that you posted. But I don't know. I don't know when I'll make my triumphant return to Sided or if I ever will.
Come on, man. Come on. Support. Support. You know? Like, I mean, when you're doing a game on ESPN Radio, Denver is playing against Houston, and I don't have any interest in that game, but I'm going to tune in because you're my man.
I mean, I support you in a lot of ways.
I know you do.
So
this is one I'd really like you to support.
But I feel like you, you besmirched my original, support of Sided by, trying to castigate me and paint me in a corner the other day. So
I besmirched and castigated?
Yes.
That sounds like that hurt bad.
It did.
You besmirching and castigation.
Yeah.
Seriously, like, are you okay?
You damaged my reputation by besmirching me.
Are you physically the same person you once were, or did I castigate you and take something from you?
No, that's castrated.
Oh, okay, my bad.
Castigate is to reprimand.
Oh.
I got you.
Well, we want you back, George Sedano. You're an important member of our community. You are an important member of our community.
I'll see.
In Beto's words, caplenjadas.
Yes. So the Raiders, Cappy.
Yeah.
Now, you and I kind of laid it on them yesterday. Deservedly so. And I went as far as on Overreaction Monday to say they're not making the playoffs. And I have facts to back that up because in this new format, 27 teams have started 0-2. None of them have made the playoffs. Now, we didn't even get into like Derek Carr's like specific play in that game, but our man Stephen A. Smith, he went knee deep in the waters on Derek Carr. Now, he has gone after Derek Carr in the past, but Funchy, do we have that audio of Stephen A. and Derek Carr? We don't? Okay, let's tease that for the other side then, Cappy, because I want people to really, if you're a Raider fan, I dare you to tell me Stephen A. is wrong, and you'll hear that coming up.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
George, right. I'll give you 10 chances to try and figure out who sings this song. You don't know who sings this song. You got no idea.
Oh, I definitely
you don't.
Know.
No, you got
you
no
sure
idea.
As hell don't.
Well, that's why I put the challenge to you, dog.
It's Kendrick Lamar.
I think Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
No, it's Kendrick Lamar.
That's what I said.
No, you said Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
And I'm saying it's Kendrick Lamar. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. You guys have got me in a mood today.
Me?
Yeah. No, good mood.
Why?
Very good mood. Oh. Not a bad mood. Good mood. I think it all started early in the show when you started going off on that guy.
Oh, there's a song right there. Who's this, Cappy?
You don't know who this is.
Go ahead. Tell me.
I already know who this is.
And who is it?
It's Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
Hey, Cappy.
Yeah.
Look at you.
You like Kendrick Lamar, do you?
Kendrick Lamar is going to be on SNL, apparently, coming up.
Whoever went to his concert last week, I heard it was amazing.
And Megan Thee Stallion. Have you ever seen Megan Thee Stallion, Cappy?
I love Megan Thee Stallion. You know what I really love about her? All of her social media posts. Every post is about her tuchus. I love that.
I mean, it is. It's big tuchus.
Yeah.
I saw her perform at that Super Bowl party that I saw Darren Revelle outside in the jersey that I was making fun of him about.
Darren Revelle, your favorite person?
Yeah, the worst person on the internet.
Wow. Wow, not in the world, just on the internet.
Yeah.
It's got to probably make him top 10 worst person in the planet, but...
I'm probably not, though. The internet's a weird place.
Got it.
I didn't say worst person. It was annoying person.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's different. Worst means that he's like a bad human being, which I don't know if that's the case.
Okay. Well, Megan Thee Stallion, she's a good person.
Oh,
I like
my God,
her.
Dude. I saw her perform at that Fanatics concert, and I was like, go, girl.
Telling you, every post on Instagram is like, yo, check out my butt. I'm like, yo, I am. For real. She the stallion is what she is. This one right here got me the other day. She had this post, and oh my God. She's laying down on the ground, and her butt is in like, I mean, it's kind of like facing up at her boyfriend, who is playing some video game, and he's not even looking down at it.
Great picture.
Isn't that an awesome picture, Funchy?
It was. I loved it.
Me too. Who's that dude?
It's her man, I think.
Megan Thee Stallion?
Yeah.
I don't know who her boyfriend is.
I don't know. She's hot.
She's beautiful, yeah. Megan Thee Stallion boyfriend. Let me see.
I don't know. This picture
Partisan
of him.
Fontaine, I believe
who?
Is his name.
What's
Partisan
he deal?
Fontaine.
What's his deal?
I don't know. I don't know who he is. I just looked it up.
This picture a couple weeks ago, she's like, Brazil, we here. And she is just shaking that thing.
Yeah. Good for her.
I got to be able to do that.
Apparently, Patrice Fontaine looks to be a performer as well.
So I'd love to go out with Megan Thee Stallion.
You wouldn't know what to do with that, bro.
Probably not. Probably not. But I'd like to try.
At least you're honest, Cappy.
Yeah.
Careful, Rachel.
Tú no sabes lo que hacer con eso.
It's too much for you, bro.
It's all good.
Probably so. Probably so.
It's probably too much for a lot of dudes.
Facts.
She is a queen. You ain't. Not everybody can be with the queen. Even you, Hey King.
Yeah, Slay Queen. Yeah. That's what I tell her.
All right, Stephen A. Smith. You and I were very, very, very critical of the Raiders yesterday and Raider fans, and they had to deal with it. Raider fans had to deal with it. We weren't critical of Raider fans. They just had to deal with it. Although that one dude apparently that slapped Kyler Murray when he was celebrating is being investigated. That's not good. Don't be slapping people, dude. Don't touch people in their face. Don't be touching people, period.
I can't really tell. I mean, I've watched it a couple times. I can't really tell. Is he intentionally trying to smack him in the face, or is everybody like trying to get a piece of him? You know what I mean?
Man. I don't know. But he clearly, everyone's getting a piece, and there was a big difference. Do you touch people in the face, bro? It triggers people, and I don't blame him for it.
Yeah, I don't blame him either. I don't want anybody putting their hands in my face.
Yeah. So Stephen A., you know, he was triggered about Derek Carr. And now this is not a new topic of conversation for him. He's been at Derek Carr a little bit, and you and I have kind of been like, what is Derek Carr? Like, he's a good leader? Sure, okay. But is he a great quarterback? I don't know. You know,
no,
like
the answer is no.
Right. It seems that part, no. I would say his leadership skills are excellent. I would say his quarterbacking skills are above average. Is that fair?
Yeah, I would say that Derek Carr is a middle-of-the-pack starting NFL quarterback, which is fine, other than if you want to try and win a Super Bowl. You know, I mean, especially in this division, which, by the way, maybe because you saw Denver play this weekend and Russell Wilson in Denver, maybe they're not everything that people thought they were going to be, at least through the first 2 weeks.
Right.
But Derek Carr going into the season is the fourth best quarterback in the division, isn't
he? That is correct. That is correct. So let's hear our guy Stephen A. and what he had to say as he went in on Derek Carr recently.
Derek Carr is completing 61% of his passes. He's got 4 touchdowns and 3 interceptions in the first 2 games. There ain't nothing to write home about. This is not you, Derek Carr, Russell Wilson, Justin Herbert, and Patrick Mahomes are in the conference. Do you want to be pedestrian? Do you want to be average? Do you want to be somebody that's some psych, a game manager or whatever? Or you want to step the hell up and understand who the hell is in your division? And you got to answer that call. You're the face of the franchise. You give all the right quotes. You say all the right things. All right, you represent the franchise off the field in a prestige fashion. We appreciate that. But when you going to step the hell up and remind everybody you can ball too and lead this team to another level? Josh Jacobs ain't no scrub. Devontae Adams is a stud, arguably the best wide receiver in football. Waller's a bad brother. He's one of the top 3 tight ends in football in a lot of people's eyes. Hunter Renfrow ain't no joke. You got weapons. What the hell you doing? Handle your business. Now, I understand you've been sacked 6 times, and I understand you being pressured and all of that, but you are in the AFC West. If you Derek Carr and you just trying to manage and get along, and it's like, yo, let me make sure I don't make mistakes. Let me be relatively pedestrian. Let me complete 61% of my passes. Let me damn near throw as many interceptions as touchdown passes. Guess what? Y'all ain't going nowhere but where you are. Last damn place. You gonna handle your business or not? This is about recognizing the division that you're in, the conference that you're in. You got Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, Russell Wilson. You got Lamar Jackson. You got Josh Allen. Tua just put on a show. How many damn quarterbacks are we going to look at and they just flowing past Derek Carr? You in Vegas, baby. Handle it. Handle it.
All right.
I mean, what did he say that was wrong?
No, there's not. Listen, George. The Raiders, they drafted Derek Carr, and he has been their starting quarterback for, I'm going to guess it's 10, 11 years already, right? Doesn't seem like that. I mean, maybe I should go back and take a quick look here at how many years he's been in the league. But he's been their guy. Yeah. And he's been their guy through all of the craziness that has gone on with their franchise, and there's something to be said for that. However, if you're really trying to win a Super Bowl, Derek Carr is, he's a middle-of-the-road starting NFL quarterback.
Yeah.
If you're pursuing a Super Bowl, you have to try and get a true franchise game-changing type quarterback, and that ain't him. He's been in the NFL since 2014. And I'll say this, he don't miss games. You know, he plays 16, 15 games every year, played 17 games last year. The guy doesn't miss games. He puts up numbers. So you know who he is, Derek Carr? He's a lesser than Kirk Cousins. That's who he is. Good quarterback.
You think he's lesser than Kirk Cousins?
Yeah.
Oh, I think those guys are very similar.
Yeah, very similar. I don't know if I'd go lesser.
Yeah.
Listen, you want to call it 51-49? You want to say that they're on the exact same path?
I mean, Kirk Cousins can't win a big game to save his life. At least Derek Carr has put these guys in the playoffs. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but Derek Carr has what? He's in the playoffs one time, maybe twice?
Well, twice, but he got hurt and he didn't play in the playoff game. But yeah. But twice. Yeah,
but he's,
more than Kirk Cousins has. But yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. We're splitting hairs.
The point is that, look, Matthew Stafford was in this exact same category a year ago. Then he came to the Rams, won a Super Bowl, and now you can't turn on television without seeing Matthew Stafford in a cell phone commercial, a pizza commercial, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Because the perception of Matthew Stafford changed in one season. Mm-hmm. But if Matthew Stafford were still in Detroit, Derek Carr, Matthew Stafford, Kirk Cousins, these are the kinds of guys that Matt Ryan, who, by the way, played in a Super Bowl, Joe Flacco, who won a Super Bowl, these are sort of the middle-of-the-road guys. They're not Justin Herbert.
Right.
They're not Patrick Mahomes.
You need a great team around those guys to have that kind of success. Yes.
Listen, Lamar Jackson did not sign a contract with Baltimore, and if Lamar Jackson gets through the season healthy,
Let me ask you a question, though.
Yeah.
Now, this season will go a long way to disprove this, but is Russell Wilson not a product of really good talent around him, too?
Russell Wilson was a winning Super Bowl quarterback and made it to another Super Bowl in the early parts of his career when the Seattle Seahawks had a great defense and a really good running game.
Yeah.
And then once Russell Wilson
got paid,
as soon as that happened, the Seahawks started to trend downward. Their defensive guys got hurt or got old, and they no longer had beast mode. And more importantly than the running back, they kind of gave up on their offensive line, let Russ handle it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, Russell Wilson, the difference is on his resume, he's already got a Super Bowl win and a Super Bowl appearance.
Right, so that's the difference. Obviously, Derek Carr doesn't have any of that stuff. And I'm not saying that Russell Wilson and Derek Carr are the same quarterback. I agree with you, Russell Wilson's a better quarterback. But I'm just saying, like, shouldn't we be looking at Russell Wilson and saying, like, all right, let's see what you got here, you know?
Yes, I suppose so. And by the way, if we're going to do that to other players, how about a guy like Davante Adams? Now, Davante Adams for the Raiders this past weekend, do you realize, I mean, this was the prized free agent acquisition in the offseason, right? The week before, the Raiders, they targeted him, I want to say, like 17 times. And maybe my numbers are a little bit off, but trust me when I tell you, it was a lot.
Yeah.
This week, Davante Adams targeted 7 times, 2 receptions for 12 yards. Mm-hmm. And yes, a touchdown. 2 receptions?
Yeah.
Targeted crazy. 7 times. George, Cooper Kupp was targeted 14 times. He had 11 catches for 108 yards and 2 touchdowns. Granted, he had a fumble
late in the
game.
He's getting the same kind of attention that Davante Adams would be getting in regards to, like, the secondary is concerned. Yes.
I mean, the first week, it seemed like Derek Carr was completely dependent on Davante Adams. And the second week, it was like, I can't get him the ball. Mm-hmm. Derek Carr has been through so much in his career. His first year, they changed head coaches in the middle of the season.
Yeah.
The next year, again and again, more coaching changes, offensive coordinator changes.
Right.
Ultimately, they went from when they were winning with Jack Del Rio as head coach into Gruden because Mark Davis was consumed with getting Gruden back on the sidelines. That didn't exactly work out. Again, so many changes of head coach, offensive coordinator, and then to usher a team from Oakland to Las Vegas. He's been the leader of their organization and their fan base, but the fact of the matter is, he's just middle of the road.
Right. I don't think that's unfair to say at this point.
Raiders could be in. You talk about trouble. The Raiders, we talked a little bit.
Their first five games, we've talked about it, are ridiculously hard.
Upcoming this weekend at the Titans. Now, granted, the Titans got smashed last night by the Bills.
But coming off a loss like that, an embarrassing loss like that, that's not good either.
And at 10 a.m. Eastern time. I mean, 1 o'clock Eastern, so 10 a.m. Pacific time.
Yeah.
Then the following week, home against the Broncos, which I don't think they're very good. You saw them in person.
Right. I don't think they're very good either, but they're still at home. Yeah.
And then at the Chiefs.
Oh, no, but the Raiders are at home. Sorry, yeah.
Yeah, but then at the Chiefs.
But by week four, will the Broncos have figured some stuff out? Is
possible.
Yeah.
Possible. Listen. When we get to October 23rd, when the Raiders play the Texans in Vegas, they could be 0-5.
It's not out of the realm of possibility. I don't think it's likely, but it's not out of the realm of possibility.
Well, who are they going to beat? They're going to beat the Titans this week on the road?
I mean, maybe, or the Broncos. It could be the Broncos.
I don't see them beating the Chiefs.
Nathaniel Hackett might be one of the, I know it's only two games and this sounds crazy, and I said this yesterday, but he is already the worst coach in the league at the moment.
I don't think you'll get a lot of people fighting you on that at the moment is the key phrase.
I mean, he's right. That doesn't mean he can't get better, but it's not great when you're admitting back-to-back weeks like you're screwing up.
The only difference is, George.
Like, I appreciate the honesty, bro, but that's only going to last you so long, you know? Right.
The only difference is the Broncos, to their credit, they're 1-1, and the Raiders
The Raiders are 0-2.
Right, and they just blew a 20-point lead at home.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks, Christopher. All right, Funchy, you take it away.
Thank you, Sedano.
All right. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers will sign Cole Beasley to their practice squad. Beasley was released by the Bills in March and did not sign with another team all offseason. The Bucs plan to elevate Beasley to their active roster. Now, the Bucs are dealing without Chris Godwin, Julio Jones. Also, Mike Evans will be suspended for one game this Sunday. Is this a big deal or no deal? Cappy.
I'm going to say no deal. It's Cole Beasley's a nice player.
He's going to turn him into the next Edelman or something.
That's the goal. That's the goal. I mean, if you're Tom Brady, you're like, yo, I had Julian Edelman. I had Wes Welker. I had Danny Amendola. You fit the mold. Short little white guy. I got you. But they're kind of desperate, you know, or so it seems.
They are. Their offense does not look good.
And yet they're 2-0.
Their defense has been very good.
Yeah, I haven't seen much of them play yet. Just highlights.
I'm stunned.
Sedano, big deal, no deal?
No deal. I mean, it'll help. It can't hurt, but I don't like big deal. Would be like landed like some Pro Bowl caliber player,
Odell Beckham.
Yeah, like OBJ would be right. Someone who's capable of really stretching the field in a big way, right? Like being a huge impact player. I think he's like a nice player, Cole Beasley, but I think he's like bootleg Hunter Renfrow,
No, I mean, he's fine. He can play in the NFL.
Yeah, he's fine.
Well, he fits that mold. Special. He fits that mold that Tom Brady likes. Fits that mold. Mm-hmm. All right, and we'll move on to the next one now. According to the Old Man and Three Twitter account, which is JJ Redick's podcast, they posted two words with the word Thursday. Ben Simmons. Now, apparently, Ben Simmons will be on a podcast. I'm hoping JJ will ask him the hard question. Has Ben hardly said a word since he got traded to Brooklyn for James Harden back in February? Now, strange the timing of this is right before training camp opens. Is this a big deal or no deal, Sedano?
I mean, in the NBA, it's a big deal because he has not spoken to anyone. And I'm kind of jealous of JJ because let's just say that your boy did try to extend to see if I could be the one to chat with Ben Simmons. I got the, you know, we love you, but, you know, it's a comfort level thing with someone else.
Was this like months ago?
I didn't know who that someone else was, but apparently it's JJ. So
what were you trying to get Ben Simmons to do? Do an interview for what? For
like a sit down?
No, no. But I know, like, did you have a place where you planned on airing it?
I mean, where do you think it would air?
No, what I'm saying to you is, was it on NBA Today? Was it on a podcast? Was it on this show?
I just a sit down, just a chat. Yeah, it would air on ESPN television.
Mm-hmm. And JJ's going to do this on his podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, Thursday.
And I don't blame him. I would rather go on JJ's podcast, too. I mean, there's a comfort level there. He played with JJ. They were friends. Like, yeah, like, or they are friends. So, like, that, it, he doesn't know me other than just a few interactions.
Yeah, but
I did at least extend. I mean, this was last year. I extended that olive branch. Like, hey, you know, I'd love to talk to Ben.
Yeah, but isn't JJ going to ask him like the real hard questions?
Yes, he is.
Wouldn't ask him the real hard questions, right? I mean, you would ask him.
No, I would absolutely ask him. There would no way I would not.
Well, Funchy,
I
mean, you're telling Sedano he's a big fluffy interviewer?
No.
Wait, are you just trying to do what the people did with me earlier with Brett Favre? Like, what's wrong with
just,
you?
Just trying to fire you up a little bit.
I mean, geez.
He is definitely trying to do
well,
that.
I think, yeah. But with JJ will ask him, but there is a comfort level. And interviews like that. If I were the athlete, if I were the interviewee, I would want to be comfortable with the interviewer.
Yeah, I think that's right. By the way, for me, this is no deal. Doesn't mean I don't find it interesting.
And by the way, there's probably about 37,000 other people who asked to see if they could talk to Ben Simmons, too. I'm not the only one.
So. I'm certain that that's the case. But if you're Ben Simmons and you're going to talk, then you got to be in a place where you think, I'm with a friendly. Doesn't mean that you might not be. But he doesn't know you that same way. These are my former teammates.
These guys have like, you know, they've played together. Yeah, they played on teams together. They've been friends. They've had dinners together. Yeah.
Right. So even though he's going to put it to me and probably ask me some questions, I'd rather it come from him than from somebody who wants to kind of grill me who I don't have a relationship with.
Correct.
It makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah. Big deal.
All right, guys. A new Karate Kid film has been announced.
Okay, so I heard about this. So explain this to me. Go ahead.
Sony Pictures have announced a new standalone film for 2024. However, it is understood that the film is unrelated to the TV show Cobra Kai, where further details on the stars and the director yet to be revealed. Now, they're not saying anything about the plot.
So it's not a Daniel LaRusso thing?
It's not. No Cobra Kai people are going to be attached to this thing. So it's just going to be a standalone new Karate Kid film. And if you remember, like a few years ago, they tried to reboot the series.
They did Will Smith's kid.
Will Smith's kid and also Jackie Chan. So is this a big deal, no deal, Cappy?
I'm going to say no deal. I mean, look, we've had a lot of Karate Kid content. I like the Karate Kid. Everybody okay?
Yeah, is someone breaking into someone's house?
George, is that you?
When you said no deal, that was my siren to say I disagree.
Okay, well.
It's one of Mateo's toys.
In that case.
That's how it's done, Cappy. He brings his own soundboard.
That's right. You got your sounds, I got my sounds.
That's right.
Go ahead, Cappy. Go ahead.
I just don't think it's that big of a deal. I mean, there's been a lot of Karate Kid reboots. So now there's another one?
Well, not a lot. There's been one, really.
Well, but there's been the Karate Kid 1, Karate Kid 2, 3, 4.
No, but those
4.
Are like part of the same family.
Yeah, and now there's Cobra Kai, right?
Yeah.
And now there's another one.
Yeah, another one coming out in 2024.
Yeah. No deal for me.
Sedano?
I think it's a big deal. I think the problem is because it's a big deal, it could be disastrous for them. So
it's going to be a hype movie.
Yeah, like I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm curious to see what you do with this. I thought it was going to be more of a Ralph Macchio situation, like you said, Cobra Kai, that kind of stuff. But if it's not an extension of that, I'm curious to see what it's going to be. If it's just going to be a rando reboot, man, you better make sure that that thing is really good, because I did not think the Jackie Chan, Jaden Smith one was all that good.
I still haven't made past the first half of it still. And this was like 10 years ago.
Yeah, it was 2010. Yeah.
Still got it on pause, Funchy?
Yeah, still on pause. Yeah, it's on my DVR. Yes.
Got it.
All right, guys, my last one. Now, Chad Ochocinco Johnson has a new job and it will be covering the FIFA World Cup for Fox.
Yeah.
Now, we all know about Ochocinco's career in the NFL, but he also tried out for MLS team Sporting Kansas City in 2011. And he's also an avid FIFA soccer video game player. So I guess that's where he gets all of his knowledge of soccer. So big deal, no deal that Ochocinco will be a soccer pundit for Fox, Sedano.
Big deal. I like that. He's done it before. It's not the first time he's been a soccer pundit. He did work. I mentioned the other day, actually, that he had done work on ESPN Deportes for both football and football. So not a surprise. He's a big soccer guy. So yeah, I'm happy for Chad. I love him. Like, he's one of my dudes. I love him a lot. So I'm happy for him. Yes. Big deal.
I'm going to have to also agree and say big deal. I mean, you get an opportunity to work in the, you know, as a soccer commentator during the World Cup, but you didn't play soccer. So to me, that's like, what a great opportunity for the guy. You know, everybody knows who he is from his football days and his outlandish behavior on the field and his personality. But to be able to cover an international sporting event as big as the World Cup, I think it's awesome. Good for him.
And I love what they just call an analyst for soccer. A soccer pundit is what they call it. I love that.
Yeah, not an analyst because he didn't play the game, so he's not analyzing it per se, but he's got a lot of strong opinions and he's a personality. I got to say, man, that's really cool. Good for him. And I'm not the biggest fan. I mean, I don't dislike the guy. I'm just not like the biggest fan. But still, the opportunity to work a World Cup, that's cool.
Yeah, you don't see like a lot of guys cross over sports and to cover other sports, you know, like a guy's in football covering basketball or you know, soccer or whatever.
Right. Like Charles Barkley is one of those guys that people love him so much. They're like, hey, it doesn't matter. Charles is a really terrible golfer, but put him there at a golf event and have him talk golf. So he's one of those guys that can cross over. Way to go, Ochocinco.
Good job, Chad. Yep. All right. That is a big deal or no deal. Each and every day at 6:30 here on the show. All right, I mentioned Amazon. All you guys that were complaining about Amazon and the NFL and Thursday Night Football and all that stuff, well, we got news for you, all right? You're going to want to listen up in just a sec. Plus, there's one more situation that we got to get to in regards to the Dodgers. We haven't, I know they're playing a doubleheader today. There is one thing about the Dodgers that I wanted to make sure we get on, and it's a familiar conversation. Let's just call it that, okay?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let la fiesta, don't stop the party. Cappy.
Yeah, did you ever send me Pitbull's contact info?
No, I will never send you Pitbull's contact info.
Why not?
First of all, I don't even know if it's the right number.
Well,
anymore.
That was my point. That's why I thought it was funny. Why not?
I mean, it was easily over a decade ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a chance. Maybe, maybe not. He may
I'll
have multiple
him.
Numbers.
I'll text him.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Why? What does it matter? What
because I haven't seen him in 10 years.
Right, well, I'm not going to use your name. What am I going to do? Go, hey, Pitbull. Hey, 305 boy. Hey, Mr. Worldwide.
No.
Sedano gave me
I'm
your number.
I'm not giving you Pitbull's number.
All right. Then I'm not giving you English Bulldog's number.
Okay.
Sedano has everybody's number.
No,
he
not
does,
everybody.
Does he? He does.
Yeah.
Huh? Everybody.
Not
he got everybody.
Because he's in the league.
Yeah.
I do have a lot of people in the league.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Why don't you text Pitbull?
No, I'm not going to text Pitbull.
That's weird. Cappy, see, this is why we call you sus. And
why? Why
sus.
Is it sus?
Right,
and
this
sus
is like when you sus. Were when you were telling John Ireland, like asking him questions about if Samuel Jackson, who he golfs with, like listens to the show and asks him stuff about the show. Samuel Jackson has better things to do than listen to John Ireland on the radio.
Let me ask you a question. You think Samuel L. Jackson drives a car?
No, I think he gets driven probably
okay,
a lot.
You think that in that car there's ever a time where he says turn on the radio?
Yeah, but it's probably not sports talk radio.
Okay, well, but you ever think there's a time that he's in the car between 1 and 4 p.m.?
Maybe, maybe not.
Okay, so
but you think
but
he's lying when, he, no, t- when but, he says to John he doesn't know anything about
no,
the
No, but I'm
the
just
show.
Saying there's a legit shot that he might be listening
I mean, listen,
to the show. He's a sports
there,
fan.
There are a lot of people that are famous that listen to this station. Bryan Cranston is one of them. He loves Mason and Ireland. He's been listening to them forever. He's known Mason forever. Freddie Prinze Jr., O'Shea Jackson Jr. are big fans of the station. They listen to the station. So it's like,
Well, I don't know why you can't just text Pitbull and see. I mean, first of all, it'll tell you right away if it's his number.
I need to interrupt you guys for 1 second. I need to tell you who's going to be in Irvine in 2 days.
Oh, the Irvinians.
Pitbull will be in Irvine. He's
what?
In town.
No way. Where's he playing?
He's playing at the Five Point Amphitheater in Irvine on Thursday.
So George, now all the reason to text now. Pitbull. Wait, Laura,
he's at the Hollywood Bowl too, apparently.
Yeah, next week he'll be at the Hollywood Bowl.
But Laura, why? Why would you not say, George, text Pitbull, say, yo, Pit, what up?
First of all, why would I say yo, Pit?
Yeah, that's
okay, no, yo, no. Bull?
Oh, my God.
Yo, Bull?
First of all, anyone that's texting him just Pit or Pitbull probably isn't really like his friend.
Okay.
You know what his real name is?
No, I don't. Do you?
Armando.
Okay, now, do you call him Armando when you see him? 10 years ago?
I did 10 years ago, yeah.
Okay, so why don't you do this? Send him a text and say, Armando, it's George Sedano. You're going to be in Irvine. You're going to be in L.A. Why don't you come by my radio show? Why would you not do that?
Okay, so what if this number isn't his and I'm texting someone and all of a sudden...
Then we find out it's no longer his number.
Okay, but why do I... But why do I need to text him?
Because I want to talk to Pitbull. That's why.
Okay, how about I reach out? How about... I do have a contact for his people.
There you go.
I can ask them if that's his number.
See, we can do that.
By the way, I'll trade you Pitbull's number for Positive K's number.
No, I don't want Positive K.
We have Positive K's number.
Because I gave it to you. Because I gave it to everybody.
You gave it to everybody.
Right.
I got a man.
No, because
man got to do with me.
Because I had to call him.
Right.
So we all got
it. It's like 16 times to get him on.
Yeah, for real. Also, breaking news, we will have Wilden shirts on Monday. Oh. I know a lot of people have been like, yo, where's my Wilden shirt?
We need to get Hella Sus shirts.
No, yeah. Hella Sus, and we also need to get Hey King shirts.
Hey King. But we got like one King at a time, bro. We go Hella Sus is first.
Hella Sus is good. I like Hella Sus.
Yeah.
I do like Hella Sus. And
he's also
going to
be in Chula Vista, Cappy.
Really? When's he playing there?
Oh, God. He's going to DM tomorrow. Him now.
He's playing when?
He's going to slide in the DM.
Tomorrow.
He's playing Chula Vista tomorrow?
Yeah.
I'd rather go north. Mm. I'd rather go to Irvine.
So he's going
to
be with the Irvinians on the 20 on Thursday. And then Hollywood Bowl next Tuesday.
I mean, I've seen Pitbull a couple times, and I love him.
Oh, man. Yes, I have an early, early flight on Wednesday, next Wednesday. If I didn't have an early, early flight, I would say, let's go to the concert.
It's next Tuesday night?
Yeah.
We should go.
It's a really fun show. No, dude, I can't. I literally have to be at the airport at 5 in the morning.
Yeah, but hold on a second. Aren't you flying cross-country?
Yeah, I'm not going to sleep on the plane, bro. That doesn't always work for me.
No. Well, we give you some good gummies, you'll go to sleep.
No, I won't.
All right. Well, that's too bad. Maybe we should all go to Pitbull, and we'll tell you about it the next day.
Do you like Iggy?
Do I like who?
Iggy Azalea.
You have no idea who that is.
I know who it is. I know who he is.
Okay.
Who's Iggy Azalea?
Iggy Azalea is a singer.
Uh-huh. Which thing?
I couldn't tell you, but if you told me a song, I bet you I know the words.
All right. Play an Iggy Azalea song.
Yeah, play an Iggy song.
Fancy.
Let's see.
This one.
Fancy. From here to Tokyo. Something like that. Right?
What about this one?
Okay, do you know who she was engaged to?
Ziggy Marley?
No, he played for the Lakers.
Oh. She broke up the Lakers.
She did. Oh.
She broke up the baby Lakers. Oh, yeah? Who was she engaged to?
She did not do that. She dated Swaggy P.
Oh, good God.
Yeah. She was engaged to him, I believe, if I have that correct.
So it is Iggy opening up for Pitbull?
Yeah.
Yes, but she was engaged to him.
Yeah. Oh, she was? Thank you.
Yeah.
Cappy.
Yo.
So you were talking about Amazon, and you and I have been talking about Amazon a lot over the last couple of weeks because now they have the NFL on Thursday nights.
Mm-hmm.
And you wondered aloud, right? If the older folks would find it. Now, Funchy, you have a story on that, right?
Funchy?
Is he a rat?
Nah, he left.
No.
Probably left early.
He's talking about Iggy.
No.
So look, George, just real quickly then on Amazon.
So Amazon Prime had the most signups in one day last Thursday.
Right.
Over Chiefs Chargers.
Right. Because
they had more signups that day than on Prime Day.
Right.
Cyber Monday or Black Friday, not combined, but each in any day individually.
Every NFL fan on a Thursday night was like, wait, where's the game? Amazon Prime. And everybody did exactly what I did.
Right.
Download the Prime app on your phone so that you could see the game.
Because you don't have Amazon Prime?
No, I do. But I didn't have the Prime app.
Oh.
So I have the Amazon app where I can buy toilet paper, which obviously I clearly
and
need.
It comes for you free, too. Free shipping.
Yeah, but I didn't have Prime, the app, on my phone. So for all the complaining that I will say older people did, it's a terrible idea, it's a money grab, no one will ever watch, blah, blah, blah. For every complaint that you heard from somebody who's older, they couldn't be more wrong. NFL fans will find NFL football no matter where it's at, even if it seems complicated. You got to download an app. What? I got to do what? Download an app? Oh my God, can't do that. That sounds complicated. NFL fans found Amazon Prime, and they found that Chargers-Chiefs game. Not surprising.
Yeah, good for them. But to have more signups on one day than they did on Prime Day or Cyber Monday or any of that stuff, good for them. I mean, and that goes to show you the power of football. You know, people want to watch football. Because, I just think it's supply and demand, right? There's not a lot of it. It's not a lot of supply, and there's plenty of demand because of it. So, scarcity.
Right on. Well, I, for one, am happy that I was able to figure it all out.
Yeah, even if you could figure it out.
Right, there's no excuse. No excuse.
So, Funchy, who's throwing out the first pitch of the Dodger game, the second Dodger game today?
Cheech Marin. Oh. Cheech and Chong.
And the funny thing is he was asked before the game, he was asked by the in-stadium host, when was the last time he threw a baseball? And Marin said, the last time I was here.
Which was when?
Who knows when that was.
Mm-hmm.
But you see Craig Kimbrell gave up another run yesterday?
Yesterday or the early game today? I didn't see.
It was yesterday, too. I didn't see the early game today.
Yeah. Dodgers were down 5-1 early in the day and came back and won the game 6-5.
No, I know, because John Ireland mentioned it in the middle of Chris asking him if he could do a bit about him. And
Oh, man. Yeah, it's a good win, though. What was the number last year? Do you remember? What was the number of wins that the San Francisco Giants had last year? Do you recall?
It was 108, I want to say.
And the Dodgers right now, probably in the, 102, 104 range. I'll have to look it up here real quick. But I was thinking about that earlier, that there was so much talk last year. You and I got into such a thing about should they go for the win? Should they go for the division
107,
title?
107, by the way, for the Giants.
So it was 107 last year for the Giants. And right now the Dodgers are at 103. I was pretty close. 103.
Yeah.
And there are 15 games-ish to go.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to just get to the playoffs already.
I know. Well, because this has become, I hate to say it like this, but it's just become a little boring because the games are not meaningful.
Well,
right now.
Here especially, right? There's plenty of races in other places, but it's just like here, it's like meh.
Oh, dude. I mean, listen, the NL wild card race right now is somewhat exciting, yeah. Particularly when you look at what Philadelphia has remaining on their schedule. Their last nine games are on the road. Milwaukee's last nine games are at home, and they're playing against bad teams.
Look at you.
Yeah, and San Diego.
What are you, Carl Ravitch? What the hell?
No, I'm Tim Kirkshin is who I am.
Oh.
That's right. And the Padres, and they still have to play the Dodgers three more times, so...
Los Dodgers.
It is exciting if you're in a town that has a playoff race going on.
Correct.
But in Los Angeles, there is no playoff race going on.
This thing
was long over.
Pretty much.
I'm trying to remember because this was something that was written about in the early part of the season. What was the number, like the most wins ever for a major league team in a season?
And the question Seattle was. Mariners did that.
Do you remember what the number was? Because the
116.
Because I think the question was at the beginning of the year, will this Dodger team be so good that they might break the all-time record for most wins in a season? They're at 103.
It is 116.
Okay, good job. They're at 103. They've got probably 15-ish games to go.
No, they're not going to get there. Yeah.
Probably not going to get to 117, but they're probably going to surpass, in fact, I'm going to say definitely going to surpass last year's San Francisco Giants at 107.
Yeah, four more games. Yeah, I'll give them that. Will you give it to them?
Yeah, for sure, 100%. I think, listen, this is there's really not a whole lot to play for. I think Blake said it best last week. Bubble wrap these dudes and just get them ready for the playoffs. You can't afford to get anybody hurt.
Postseason. Postseason baseball is fun. You know, you and I are going to be off a bunch during postseason baseball. Right?
We are?
Yeah.
Starting when?
I don't know when the postseason starts.
Let's see here.
Maybe we'll do some Twitter spaces or something then.
Or?
We could do some Twitter spaces while the games are going on.
We also have, I don't want to say anything, I don't want to blow the surprise yet, but we got a big thing coming up during the basketball season.
We do.
So I don't want to blow it, but we could even be doing something similar to that. But we'll wait for the basketball season for that.
We'll talk about it then. All right, we got to go. Cappy, great job.
Yeah, nice work today.
Great job, Laura and Funchy. Happy birthday, Christopher, again. Happy birthday to my son, Mateo. I'm going to go put a candle on your cupcake in about a second. See ya.